The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up. Here we come, folks.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies.
I'm surprised that you don't choke on that word 40.
40? I would be just a kid if it was only 40 years. It's actually a lot longer, but anyhow. And also the very proud and very grateful and very happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, which is truth. We are Fanatic Organics, owners of Alive and Well. And at Alive and Well, you have such an array. We're going to be talking about some of the magnificent new ones that we have in that are incredible combinations, organic combinations of nutrients. There's all kinds of wonderful proteins, all kinds of wonderful supplements that you can take across the boards. And also right there in that beautiful air conditioned setting is the broth. Cafe, remember the word broth. I always say this, but it's true. Broad spectrum broth, because broth can't say it all. It's all the magnificent dishes, all the gorgeous organic choices, incredible prices, beautiful marble top area where everybody sits comfortably in lovely air conditioning and greets their friends and enjoys everything at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And you know, just this week alone, I wish you could hear all of the We have to talk to you of the joyous, wonderful people eating those combinations, whether it's the salads, the soups, the combinations of all the wild fish, whatever it is, or the vegan choices. And they were saying, this is so outstanding. I've never tasted anything like this. The lady was close to my age and the gentleman too, so she's been around a long time and hasn't said. And then
a whole lifetime of not tasting anything as good as that.
Well, that's what they keep. Honestly, we get this nonstop.
I said,
come on, we have to get some of our wonderful food expert food preparers to come and hear what you're just saying so that they can be so encouraged with the wonderful, wonderful choices, which of course we use too at home.
And the broth is made with a Vortex water. The Vortex water being the penultimate of all the most bioactive waters that there is. Okay?
That's right. Absolutely so. And do you know, it's really terrific to have all of that, all of the choices. Remember, we don't impose certain choices. We kind of kick your butt if you're not going to be organic. We want you to be organic, and that's why we're Fanatic Organics. But whether you're vegan, vegetarian, you're not vegetarian, you want to have wild fish, you want to have organic chicken, you want to have the organic meats, or all the vegan choices, they're all there for you. We all there for you to choose at the Broth Cafe. Every kind of choice that way. And we're thrilled about it. And you know, let's start also by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. We don't put people on medications or off, strictly doctor's area. But we love to educate people and tell them about what great nutrition can do for them.
And so what holistic physicians have proven ad infinitum for years and years and years and years.
That's right.
About how to build health, boost your own natural capabilities.
That's exactly
with
right.
Nutrients and stay away from the toxic stuff.
That's exactly right. And we get the testimonials, again, of people telling us, of friends telling us all the time about all the different products that they use. The pain power we get nonstop.
Oh, boy.
But it's also the beautiful eggshell membranes, all the other different marvelous products, how the flexibility, the lessening of the pain, the quality of life, the ability to sleep, whatever it is, it's all there at Alive and Well.
And what's really neat about it, again, I'm so redundant on this, but it's so incredible that the nutrients, the old adage of thy food be thy medicine.
That's right.
Because the food contains the nutrients. Well, it used to contain the nutrients.
That's right.
But the way the food is grown now, say holistic physicians, it's 80 to 90% less nutrition bite for bite than it was when your grandparents were alive, when your grandparents were farmers and merchants and whatever else they did in their life. But the food selection is limited to the chemical industry.
That's right.
And unfortunately, when the chemicals go in, they go in to supplant, replace the nutrient, the food value. That's why holistic physicians recommend supplementation with the right program of holistic vitamins and minerals and enzymes and amino acids, all the good things that your body uses to create cellular life, new cells in your whole anatomy, your brains and your heart, your liver, your kidneys, your lungs, your skin, your whatever it might be. It's the nutrients which build the health, not the latest cosmetic or a chemical concoction that you have a million side effects for. But let the nutrients, let the raw materials of life recreate life in you.
That's right. You know, it's interesting that you bring up too, Dennis, about the thing about how things have changed and about how there once was a goodness and a purity which has all been changed. Well, he's major news now, and major news, and it was written up by a top holistic medical doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. Famous doctor,
right.
All of that. And here is what he is saying, and I'm quoting him exactly. Here are a few of the very real hidden dangers we are facing now. And unless a change is made, and very soon, we will be dealing with this for decades to come. He lists the chemical glyphosate, which is in the pesticide Roundup, he says, is now found virtually everywhere and is associated with numerous diseases, including many that are deadly. Pregnant women are now being told it is safe to take a vaccine that is associated with a dramatic, frightening increase in deaths and disability, especially among the very young. There has been, he says, a 50% drop, never knew this, in male fertility. A 50% drop in male fertility caused by commonly used chemicals that alter gender. Whoa. We have seen an exponential growth in neurological diseases, says the doctor, especially since the COVID-19 vaccine was released. And then he summarizes about pesticides. Can you read this summary, Dennis, and then give it back to me? The summary he brackets, okay?
Okay, dokie.
Okay, scientist, saying right there. Okay?
Okay, dokie. Word for word, folks, right as the doctor wrote it. Scientists have noticed that over the past 50 years, there's been a dramatic change in female fertility, a substantial drop in male sperm counts, and a physical change in genders.
Woo!
Whoa.
I never knew this.
Between man and woman, male and female, sperm and egg, it's all changed. The main culprits, says the doctor, are glyphosate, the primary ingredient in Roundup. Can I just stop for a second? Let me just say this. We're supposedly protected from toxic chemicals by the Food and Drug Administration and the Department of Agriculture. But they allow this used across the boards.
Across the boards.
And everything.
And there he goes on to say.
Okay. The main culprits are glyphosate, the primary ingredient in Roundup, bisphenol A, BPA, phthalates, and other pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. Two of these culprits, BPA and phthalates, that are used in the plastics industry have been shown to drastically reduce sperm counts and adversely affect sperm motility and morphology.
So that the, just mobility means their ability to travel to the woman.
They got to wiggle all the way up to the,
exactly.
to the egg, right?
And morbidity, they drop, they die. The male,
they
the,
don't
the, all
have
of that.
The strength to get there.
To get anywhere okay. because of those pesticides. Go ahead.
These substances are responsible, these chemicals, excuse me, are responsible for hypospadias, a male birth defect in which the opening of the urethra is abnormal. Also responsible for low testosterone. Also responsible for undescended testicles.
Whoa.
And also responsible for the feminization of male babies.
Good grief. Good grief.
More than 70 million tons of pesticides are dumped into the world's aquifers every year, says the doctor.
Right. Okay.
Many of these chemicals are endocrine disruptors, hormone disruptors, and are carcinogenic. They cause cancer.
They cause cancer.
And where's the Department of Agriculture? And
unbelievable.
Where is the Food and Drug Administration? The World Health Organization? Centers for Disease Control? Well, they're in the back pocket of all those chemical manufacturers.
But I had no idea. I had no idea. It's, we keep learning. But I had no idea the vast array of symptoms and what it could do on all different types of levels and how vastly this is allowed to be
That's
used.
Right.
Anyway.
And would you consider this. Not only are the sperm and the egg compromised, okay, but then the child is born
of course.
Without the capability of producing sperm. And that the males are not as male as they used to be.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
Why is that? Well, thank the glyphosate industry. Thank the chemical industry. Because profits come first.
That's
in
right.
spite of health.
And let's talk about health in a super, 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 super positive. Well, okay. We know that there, and as we have communicated so often, and I'm thankful to these doctors for bringing these out these reports about collagen. And collagen is responsible for a vast array of benefits, including bone building, because it connects the minerals to the bones and makes them unfragile. The skin, the hair, the nails, the flexibility, everything.
It's a connective
and
tissue.
It is. And the thing is that collagen, we stopped making it somewhere in the 40s. It sloughs off and bye-bye. But here's great news, and I'm very thankful that Michael Lyon, not Lyon like a raw, L-Y-O-N, Michael Lyon, he's not lying, he's telling the truth here.
Make it Michael Lyon.
Lyon. I used to speak French, but usually it's pronounced Lyon if there's two N's and an E at the end. And I keep trying to teach him French, but he doesn't listen to the way, you know.
All right, call it Lyon.
Lyon. I ain't lying when I say it, especially when I talk about French. All right. So here, Dr. Michael Lyon, maybe they pronounce it Lyon if it's French.
Well, you know
if
what?
If you don't have an E at the end, you don't pronounce the N.
I have to ask Mike how he pronounces
right.
it.
Right, an MD, and he is talking here. This is his article. Why We All Need Collagen. Michael Lyon, MD, and I'm quoting exactly. Collagen is one of the most amazing biological molecules. Collagen makes up 25 to 30% of the total protein in the human body.
Hey,
whoa,
hey,
a third.
You want to stay connected?
Take it. And every organ, he's saying every organ in the body, depends on collagen for structure and function. Collagen fibers are woven. Think of that. You know, be a sewer. Be thinking like my mother used to sew and my grandmother used to sew all the time. I gave it up because I could never compete. But the thing is, think of those, the sewing, the fibers, the threads. Collagen fibers are woven through every cell and organ, forming a flexible and strong internal skeleton. That's what we have
all
said.
Right.
That's what all the minerals are brought.
We're not talking just about bones.
That's
We're
right.
also talking about muscle structure.
And that's what he says. Collagen is constantly being broken down by the microscopic trauma that occurs with movement and exercise, and it has to be constantly repaired and replenished. Supplementing the diet with collagen has been shown to support skin youthfulness, restores skin suppleness, supports healthy muscles and joints, promotes heart function, bone strength and improves wound healing.
You got it.
This is the doctor saying this. And, you know, and he's only one of several doctors. And here's another doctor that's being quoted. Would you please read this and then give this back to me, my dear?
I may give it back and I may not.
This is Gaetano Morello, Michael, MD. The Power of Collagen. Go ahead. Read what he has to say.
All righty.
Right at the top.
You pronounce his name beautifully.
Natello?
Yeah.
Well, I used to have a little bit of an Italian. No, there's no Italian background. But I always wanted to. I love Italy, and I love the Italian foods, and I love you know,
they're
healthy. Is
that supposed to be an Italian accent?
Isn't it really an Italian accent? Gary would shut off the mic if I was not speaking
with
an Italian
accent.
Let's go
back to French. Let's go back to French. You're better at French than you are
Italian. I'm better at French.
Italian.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyhow, this is what the doctor has to say, folks. Quote, it has been my clinical observation with thousands of patients that taking protein and collagen in the morning consistently creates positive immune function, cognitive immune function, overall general feeling of well-being. The last two pandemic years have been filled with added complications as both external and internal stressors reached peak levels. The last couple of years referring to the pandemic.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Go right
the government-induced pandemic. This is where nutrition becomes even more important, and utilizing collagen as a protein source is a great path forward. Clinical data has shown that the importance of collagen in maintaining healthy skin and in healthy joints. As we age, our bodies produce less collagen.
No kidding.
Tell me about it.
Hello, darling, I am growing old. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, he goes on to say, as we age, our bodies produce less collagen, correlating with the increase in fine lines and wrinkles and poor joint health. Clinical studies show that increase in stress levels, and we are all stressed, stimulates elevation in cortisol, which degrades collagen.
And that's a that's the fight or flight hormone.
Mm-hmm. So
go
what
ahead.
You have to do is relax.
You relax and take your collagen.
That's
and
right.
We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Says the consequence of this degradation is a reduction in the firmness of the skin, leading to an increase in lines, fine lines and not so fine lines and wrinkles and poor joint health.
And don't forget, one of the main parts of the collagen, it's hair and the nails and everything else. Your hair is made up of collagen.
Get
too.
Out.
Hair is made up of collagen.
I didn't know that.
Get real.
Really?
Yes, it
really,
is.
Really?
It's a large percent of the hair, okay? And, you know, it's really, we're very excited about, because we were very determined about knowing all the different benefits. And we have all the wonderful organic collagen supplements that you can add to your smoothies and the wonderful protein mm-hmm, powders. Mm-hmm. But we also got in, and I'm thrilled about this, the Alive and Well Regenerage, meaning regeneration at any age.
Right, right.
Collagen Complete with health and beauty blend, okay? Skin elasticity, firmness, fights free radical damage, and you have a very high bioavailability of collagen peptide hydromatrix. That is, and it really gives a huge amount along with supportive nutrients that increase the absorption of the collagen.
The matrix is a combination of all these collagen-producing
right.
components.
That is exactly right. And this is regeneration, collagen complete. Regenerage, in other words, you regenerate yourself at any age or regenerate yourself when age is trying to hit you. And what's interesting about it, too, is it has a full high dose of hyaluronic acid. Not only chondroitin, but hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is an enzyme produced by the body, which we stopped making in the 40s, that creates collagen in the body. Hyaluronic acid, and also the collagen for the flexibility in the joints.
Connective tissue.
And that is a terrific combination, Regenerage by Alive and Well. And we're very excited about that because it's really a terrific combination, okay?
And again, folks, supplying your body with the raw materials that life uses to create life.
Right.
Just
and
that simple.
And then I shouldn't have been so prejudiced to just have the two male doctors here because Julie Real, R-E-I-L, Rail or Real? She's Real, M-D, and she's a beauty expert. And she says, collagen. She says, I lose less hair in the shower and in my brushes. My hair is thicker and healthier. Fine lines and wrinkles on my face are disappearing. My nails are stronger with fewer ridges. Oh, it's just all of the things that the lady doctor was having to say about that, too. Okay?
That is
very exciting. And, you know, there's really something we have to talk about. And I could probably talk about it forever. And that is the amino acid taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, which did save my life when I learned about it many years ago with a birth defect and number of situations I don't want to have to really go into, but it did save my life. And one of the main definitions of taurine is the taurine is a free-form amino acid which plays a major role in stabilizing the heartbeat and electrical activity of the nerves. But it has a zillion other benefits. And that's why I'm glad that Dr. Karen Jensen is reporting about how important taurine for, and I will share this with you, okay? This is just topping the tip of the mountain. Benefits of taurine: promotes mitochondrial health, says the doctor. Mitochondria, and you love this, right?
I love the mitochondria.
I like that word abbreviation. Are tiny organelles inside cells that release energy from food and are the cell's powerhouses.
Can I interrupt here 1 second? Just one little second.
Yeah.
You talked about cells.
Yes.
I've said this 100 times. I'm going to say it 101 times.
Okay.
A cell is so tiny you can't see it. Under a microscope, it comes alive. But you could put thousands of cells together in a petri dish, and it would be invisible. You couldn't see them. But within each invisible cell, there are thousands of little organelles called mitochondria.
That's right.
Also invisible. And those thousands of little mitochondria produce energy for that one tiny invisible cell.
Right.
But multiply that by the hundreds of godzillions of numbers of cells that comprise a heart or a brain or a muscle or skin, and suddenly you have a protein, you have a nutrient, you have regeneration, you have creation, because the mitochondria content and the volatility of the mitochondria are of utmost importance in maintaining any life cell.
Right. And then she, goes on about that. Well said, dear, that those mitochondria, that they compromised, when they're compromised, they're not functioning correctly, mitochondrial function, are caused because of oxidative stress, leads to an elevated level of reactive oxygen species,
yep.
ROS, that damage fats, proteins, and the DNA in the body everywhere, resulting in many pathologies. A variety of factors, including poor nutrition, toxic chemicals in our food, we were just saying, and environment, causes mitochondrial dysfunction. Taurine is a major player protecting mitochondria from this ROS and cellular damage. And it protects the brain, she says, as many experts do, from various neurological disorders. It was shown to improve cognitive impairment and demonstrated many neuroprotective properties against many forms of dementia. In addition, taurine has been shown to ameliorate effects against stroke, epilepsy, diabetic neuropathy, and protects against injuries and toxicities of the nervous system. Can you read this whole column here?
Yep.
Kid, at the top. Go right ahead.
I'll go right ahead. Taurine prevents inflammatory conditions. Inflammation,
that's
folks.
Right. Inflammation. We are an inflammation nation.
Inflammation is the breeding ground of the all disease. All disease, says holistic and non-holistic physicians, all disease emanates, comes from, created by inflammation. Okay. Research consistently confirms that most chronic diseases have inflammation as an underlying contributing factor. It's the breeding ground of all disease.
That's right.
The more one can do to minimize inflammation, the better. Nutrients such as, whoa, look at this, our favorite product.
Yes.
Curcumin, omega-3s, bromelain, and boswellia have anti-inflammatory properties. They reduce inflammation.
Says the doctor and the reports, which of course is pain powerful with those other wonderful things, along with taurine, which plays a major role in preventing the number one cause of death, which was sudden cardiac arrhythmia. Okay? Number one cause of death in this country.
And they could have said, instead of saying nutrients such as, they could have said pain power.
That's right.
Which contains the curcumin, the omega-3s, the bromelain, and the boswellia, which has anti-inflammatory properties.
Fish oils, the super omega-3 fish oils, absolutely.
The doctor goes on to say, recent studies show we can add taurine to this list as well to help prevent inflammatory disease. The discovery that taurine is an effective therapy against congestive heart failure has led to the study of taurine as a therapeutic agent against other disease conditions.
Yes.
In Japan, taurine is used to treat congestive heart failure, and it shows that great promise in treating diseases of the muscles, the central nervous system, the cardiovascular system, and according to the studies, taurine possesses antidepressant and anti-anxiety.
And you know, there isn't
activities.
You know, taurine, since it's such a lifesaver and protector against all of these different things and again, saved my life, there is not a night that I don't go by with that wonderful powder, incredible price, and the leading company that's made it all these years, that I put it right in a little bit of water. I take my magnesium in it. You can take some other things if you want. But I put that in some water every single evening, and I never get the neurological or the nervous system or any of that damage that I ever had in my life.
And
it's
I take it at night and during the day as well.
That's right. Okay. I kick his butt if he doesn't take it.
Supplementing your diet with taurine, says the doctor, will improve muscle strength, keep your bones strong, improve your energy levels, and might be the 20th century fountain of youth.
That's, you know, we have an entire article on that reported with all kinds of things, and they actually called it the fountain of youth.
Now here's
think about all the neurological diseases. I don't want to leave the topic without it. There are so many different things. ALS, I'm not making a thing that's a cure. I'm saying, think of it. All of the Parkinson's, all the things that have to do with severe neurological damage. And one of the main players, a big help, should be the taurine, because what it does for the neurological system, but also the eyesight, the nerves in the eyes, anywhere in the brain, you name it. I didn't realize how profoundly it helped with depressive disorders.
And the primary function, the way that it does it, is working through the mitochondria, strengthening the mitochondria. Folks, as we age, an 80-year-old person doesn't have the mitochondrial activity that a 20-year-old has. An 80-year-old person needs more nutrients rather than more drugs, say holistic physicians. And in using the taurine is one of the major ways of doing that. Using acetyl L-carnitine also is an amazing way of rejuvenating the mitochondria in every cell in your body, which gives you what? Greater muscle strength. The muscle atrophy of an 80-year-old is considerable. The muscle atrophy of a 20-year-old is not so much. It's rebuilt very quickly because of all the hormones and all the proper utilization of whatever nutrients that person is eating. The mitochondria are more active, bioactive, strengthening, life-creating than they are when you get older.
That's exactly right. You know, other things that can affect us as we get older and that we can take something without the terrible... You see all the time the terrible drugs that are being promoted for depression, for anxiety, for all kinds of different things. And all the horrific side effects done in these commercials.
Unbelievable.
And even many of them with permanent, uncontrollable muscle movements, you know, which,
And death.
And death and everything else. Do you know, there's one thing that we, and it's again, it's certified free of any THC. It's not a drug or anything like it, but it's a nutrient from a plant. In a broad spectrum and easy to take in a little liquid or a little capsule, and we have it alive and well. This is just wonderful. I know it's something I love, and whether it's a liquid or whether it's a little capsule, Alive and Well has the CBD for ache comfort, body aches. CBD Happy Place, a combo for that. That's what it's called, the Happy Place. Mm-hmm. CBD Stress Adapt is another one, and CBD Sleep. All of those wonderful combos, and the price is terrific to begin with, free of any contaminants, and certainly no THC, no marijuana type thing whatsoever. But it has wonderful benefits from the extraction and the high utilization from the plant. But we're doing a special thing. Now, you have to hear this. You have to hear this. It's going to make you very happy. Alive and Well, listen to this. is doing a special sale on these combinations, whichever one you choose, and we can talk about it at Alive and Well, 20% additional discount.
Whoa, mama.
It's already low priced, and it's a 20%. So you got to remember that. Come on in and talk to us, because you won't believe it, and you'll be so happy. What's so lovely about the CBD from that active ingredient from hemp and standardized, et cetera, and so forth.
But all the formulas do not make you sleepy. They are unique unto themselves, to rejuvenate whatever that particular condition is.
Whatever the particular thing is, and that's why they're called the CBD Ache Comfort, the CBD Happy Place. I like that one. CBD Stress Adapt, very true. And CBD Sleep, when you want to have that, need to have that. And we're doing terrific, terrific discount. Remember that and come in and say you heard that we were doing the radio show, that you get an additional. That's really magnificent. You've got to
I want my 20%.
It's already a great price, and then you get another one. You've got to do that. And, you know, Dan, what we tend to ignore in life, and I'll share this with you, Madeir, and we can talk about it. That's one of the things that why Alive and Well, we had the thing put together of nutrients that improve thyroid function, because the thyroid function has so much to do with so many different activities, okay? So many different activities in our lives. And here's, again, doctor's reports right over here. And, Dr. Marita Schausch, Fighting Fatigue. Title of her article, although thyroid glands are very tiny and unassuming, they carry an immense load, says the doctor. Okay? Here she's saying that, her intro on this too, and in, research proves that many North Americans experience low thyroid. The glands are functioning suboptimally. Women are far more likely to experience thyroid issues. And estimates show that 1 in 8 women develop severe thyroid problems in their lifetime. And unfortunately, men and women experience low thyroid symptoms for years without a diagnosis or treatment. Okay? And then she's giving the signs, which I'll share with you, hon, of an underperforming thyroid. Boy, fatigue. If you are constantly dragging yourself, can't function, these can be signs of an underactive thyroid, okay? Weight gain, unexplained weight changes can be signs of an underactive thyroid. If you're exercising, you're eating healthily, but failing to shed a pound or even gaining weight, it could be a sign that there's something really off with your thyroid.
Right, of course.
Dry skin and hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
See, that was, I remember a long time ago hearing that. With hypothyroid, low thyroid, hair becomes brittle, coarse, and dry, breaking off and falling out easily. Skin can become rough, dry, thick, and scaly. In hypothyroidism, there is unusual hair loss on the outer edge of the eyebrow. I remember years ago being told that. Or other loss of eyebrow hair completely. Depression or anxiety. These symptoms can be a symptom of thyroid disease, all right? And underperforming. And he goes on, but could you this, the rise in low thyroid from this part right there.
The rise in low thyroid.
Go ahead.
Low thyroid is rising.
It's rising. Go ahead.
Okay. Low thyroid was more common in older women when I started practicing medicine, says the doctor. In recent years, women of all ages have been experiencing low thyroid symptoms, which I believe, says the doctor, is directly connected to chronic life stress and environmental toxins, genetically modified organisms, poor diet, and a lack of exercise. Specifically, chronic stress produces high levels of the stress hormone cortisol, lowers thyroid function, affects the production of both T4 and T3, and limits the conversion of T4 into the more bioactive thyroid hormone T3.
That's really something unbelievable.
She says eating a diet low in sugar helps support healthy thyroid function, as the inflammation caused by sugar and refined carbohydrates and alcohol consumption impacts thyroid function directly. Okay?
Yes.
She goes on to talk about iodine and tyrosine.
Right, and that's, we always make sure that we have all the correct standardized iodine compounds that are so easy to take, mm-hmm. that make a world of difference, and the thyroid combination from Alive and Well, which has all the nutrients put together that really rebuilds, because people are not realizing how it can affect such a multitude of symptoms.
Again, folks, our food supply doesn't have the nutrients that the food used to have 60 years ago, 70 years ago, because of all the chemicals and the synthetic way of growing. They don't use natural compost anymore in farming. They use nitrogen. Well, nitrogen makes the crops grow, but what's the nutritional content?
Right.
Okay. Here's iodine and tyrosine. The doctor talks about thyroid hormones are made from iodine and the amino acid tyrosine. And selenium, as a deficiency in selenium, reduces the conversion of T4 into active T3. Selenium also helps the body recycle its stores of iodine. Ashwagandha is also a contributing herb. This herb serves as an adaptogen.
Wonderful.
Helping the adrenal glands combat stress, but also assisting healthy thyroid function by assisting the synthesis of thyroid hormones.
I never knew that about the wonderful ashwagandha. Another incredible, we huge believers in ashwagandha. Alive and Well has a whole plethora of ways people wanted a liquid, a capsule, different potencies. Ashwagandha with stress, but realizing how much it had to do with the thyroid is thrilling. And another doctor, Robin Miller, M.D., integrative medicine specialist Robin Miller, MD, talks about 30 million Americans have a thyroid disorder. Did you realize? And half are silent sufferers who are undiagnosed, according, he says, to the American Association of Clinical Endocrinologists, all capitalized. All right. So these are all doctors. Okay? So they're talking about, and he's speaking about how incredibly important it is to address the issues of the thyroid, exhaustion, okay, feeling down, jittery, and anxious, and your appetite or taste buds are altered. An increased appetite can be a sign of this, and your brain feels fuzzy, says the doctor.
And the appetite diversion into sweets and carbohydrates.
That's exactly what he says.
Is greater.
That's exactly what he says. So he says your brain feels funny. Hypothyroid causes forgetfulness and general brain fog. You know how many times people will say, I don't know about this brain fog. Well, mm-hmm. The thyroid can be your skin is dry and itchy. That happens a lot. So many people don't realize they call it eczema or something else. But when your skin is dry and itchy, it's a symptom of hypothyroidism.
Low thyroid function.
That's right, exactly. Okay. Hypo. They can get constipation and the digestive process if not working correctly. You have painful extremities or muscles, sudden tingling or numbness in your arms, legs, feet, or hands could be a sign of hypothyroidism, says the doctor. High blood pressure. And your thermostat is on the fritz. Gosh, can you believe such a plethora of effects about it?
Because the body isn't fed, the nutrients are not in the food supply as they used to be.
That's right.
If the nutrient value of food is 90% less bite for bite than it was 50, 60 years ago, you're not getting the nutrients from what you're eating. You're getting food coloring, you're getting flavoring, you're getting texturizers, you're getting all kinds of chemicals added to it to make it seem like it's real food, but it ain't. It ain't real food anymore unless you're going to buy strictly organic. If organic, certified organic, is farmed the old-fashioned way, without the chemicals, without the poisons, without the toxic ingredients.
Right, and you see this a lot and you hear it a lot, and one of the things I never thought to connect is, as he's saying, your horse. Not, I don't mean that you are a horse, not H-O-R-S-E. You're not a horse. If you are horse, H-O-A-R-S-E. Oh, yeah, croaky throat. If you're horse or your neck feels funny, a change in your voice or a lump in your throat could be a sign of a thyroid disorder, he says. And if you've gained weight, Dr. Miller says, if you've gained weight, it's almost always due, he says, to an underactive thyroid. And the hair thinning out. He hears this all the time. It's not just the lack of the collagen, but your hair is thinning or falling out. Dry, brittle hair that breaks or falls out can be a sign of hypo, too little thyroidism. Too little thyroid hormone disrupts your hair growth cycle and puts too many hair follicles, that's the roots, on into resting mode, he says. Resting mode, resulting in hair loss.
They don't have the impetus to grow. Because the thyroid hormone isn't there.
Exactly okay? Right. You know, this is at the top doctor medical newsletter report here, okay, in September, that vitamin D3 supplements, this is so important, Dan, I don't know how to, honest to God.
Well, I'd like to hear this because I'm a big vitamin D3 component.
Same here. All the different benefits, and here it is again, breaking news and studies, and this is the doctor's report. Vitamin D3 supplements thwart, that means kill, extinguish, melanoma.
I know that.
Skin cancer. Wait, this is the doctor thing and reporting where this was found, okay?
Right, okay.
People who regularly take high vitamin D3 supplements are far less likely to be diagnosed with melanoma, a deadly skin cancer, says. Mm-hmm. In addition, they also have considerably lower risk of other types of skin cancer, according to a medical study published in Melanoma Research, that's the medical journal. Researchers examined patients with an increased risk of skin cancer, such as basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, melanoma, and found that the risk of melanoma was more than halved. That means cut in half among those who were regular users of vitamin D3. A 2022 study of patients who had invasive melanoma were twice as likely to die, 200%, if they had low levels of vitamin D3 compared to patients with adequate levels.
What's an adequate level? An adequate levels. Now, I'm going from a separate article and whole treatise by the Orthomolecular Society. Orthomolecular Society are holistic physicians who use nutrients first, all right? And they point out that 80% of the American population is deficient in vitamin D3. Not just low levels, but deficient in vitamin D3. And thereby allowing your immune system to be compromised on nearly every level. Well, the immune system is compromised when any cancer develops. What they recommend is taking large amounts of vitamin D3. The regular drug companies say, yeah, if you get 20 nanograms of per milliliter of D3 per milliliter, you're doing fine. 20 to 20 is good. 30 is better, but you don't want to go too high. Look out. Vitamin D can be dangerous. Look out. Look out. Well, look out yourself, because what the Orthomolecular Society says is with 80% being deficient, you should have blood levels of 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 nanograms per milliliter of blood. That's an immune system. That creates natural killer cells, which kill what? Viruses, bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, every pathogen in the world is compromised when you have high levels of vitamin D, blood levels of vitamin D3.
Right. And you know, and this, we have made this stress, I heard Dennis even making this stress important thing because of the healthy one, you know, tremendous multivitamin, mm-hmm. and how potent it was compared to others.
Oh, my gosh,
and how much,
yes.
What a broad spectrum thing and what it could do for you. Well, here's the big doctor's research published, okay? And it's a good multivitamin is a necessity. Can you read that right there, Mr. Jones?
Can I read that?
Go
right
ahead.
There? Keep in mind, folks, the term multivitamin, multi simply means more than one. And unfortunately, there are multi-formulas on the market called multivitamins, which give you 6, 7 different vitamins in very low potencies because that's the recommended daily allowance. Well, the recommended daily allowance is the same low potency of nutrients that used to be called the minimum daily requirement. The minimum daily requirement. Minimum. Do you give minimum in anything you do in your life? The minimum daily requirement is just enough to keep you standing and breathing. Are you a very active human being? Do you move? Do you walk? Do you exercise? Do you do anything? You whatever you do, you're committed to an optimal level. Well, the Healthy One multiple vitamin gives you an optimum level of all the nutrients, okay, not just half a dozen. But let me read this article. A study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition examined 31,671 women aged 49 to 83 with no history of cardiovascular disease to ascertain if a multivitamin supplement reduced the risk of heart attack. Compared to women who did not take a multiple vitamin, women who did take a multivitamin reduced their risk of heart attack by 37%.
Unreal.
37%.
That's a medical journal that was published with 37,000 people?
This is the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition.
Unbelievable.
And those using the multiple vitamin were found to have a 41% lower risk of a heart attack.
Wow.
Keep in mind, heart disease,
gosh,
it counts to 700,000 people a year.
That number one killer.
That's right. And every one of those 700,000 people who die of heart disease are under a doctor's supervision. How many people are put on a high-potency multiple? They're put on cholesterol drugs. They're put on blood pressure drugs.
Which rob the body of the nutrients and cause muscle breakdown.
That's
and all
right.
kinds of death.
Okay.
Dementia
and diabetes. Okay.
Right off the charts.
So that's
unreal.
Again, nutrition, folks. Your body needs nutrients to grow, to create cellular life.
And that's a doctor's report.
Drugs never create life.
No.
They reduce symptoms, thank God. In many instances, that's all you need.
Temporarily.
But unfortunately, reducing a symptom, as soon as you stop taking the drug, the symptoms come back. With nutrients, you rebuild the cellular integrity of every cell in your body. Going on. Those using the multivitamin were found to have a 41% lower risk of a heart attack. The authors concluded the use of multiple vitamins was inversely associated with heart attacks. That is, those who take the vitamins have a less instance of heart attacks, especially long-term use among women with no cardiovascular disease. So you've not been diagnosed with a heart problem, so why take a vitamin?
Unreal.
Well, according to holistic science and according to this other non-holistic science, by taking the vitamin, you don't develop the heart disease. You don't develop the negative health scenarios. The use of multivitamin was inversely associated with heart attack, especially long-term use among women with no cardiovascular disease. A good multiple vitamin is a necessity because over the last 30 years, our food supply has become depleted of basic nutrients.
Wow. What
okay?
else is new, right?
And what is a good multivitamin? Well, not something that gives you the recommended daily
allowance.
One little tiny.
Okay?
Because that's just the minimum.
That's right.
That's
a drop of water.
To keep you breathing, but not alive.
That's right. Okay? That's right. And so that it's very important, and I'm glad that this study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. 31,671 women done that. Look at what it did. Amazing.
So give
41% lower risk of heart attack, and reduce their risk. Unreal, right?
Give you might consider, look at your multiple vitamin formula and come in and compare that with the Healthy One. It's phenomenal. It's all vegetable source. It's all high potency. It is all complete formulation. More than the six little items that comprise a multiple, but it's a plethora of nutrients. It's just all over the place.
Yes, you know, and one last thing I want to report on, because it's a European doctor reporting here, a European medical expert talking about and reporting that the ones that speak, the question is the asthma and those type of conditions that can interfere with your going on, doing things that your lungs need to do. And he reports here. This is the European doctor, a favorite natural medicine for helping with respiratory issues is Boswellia. Boswellia is a specific inhibitor of 5-LOX enzyme, an inflammation trigger almost no other medicine, convention or natural, can touch. This makes Boswellia effective at treating lung problems, many of which are associated with excessive 5-LOX activity. Boswellia stops bronchial inflammation, opens bronchial airways, and helps them remain open. It also reduces the damage to bronchi that occurs over time due to chronic respiratory inflammation. And they say a double-blind, placebo-controlled study looked at Boswellia's effect on asthma. The participants ranged from 18 to 75 years old. At the end of the study, 70% of the people experienced vast improvement in their symptoms, and that's one of the main ingredients that's in pain power.
Pain power is remarable. And again, all these negative health scenarios they talk about are from lack of nutrients.
Right.
Not lack of drugs, necessarily. Lack of nutrients. But the proper nutrient content in your lifestyle contributes to maximal healthy cellular growth and maintenance and immune function. So Boswellia is one of the components, a very, very major component in the product called Pain Power, along with curcumin. And Boswellia and natokinase and serratiopeptidase and amla, these are all anti-inflammatories. These are all metabolic rejuvenators. They clean out the inflammation. They stop the growth of negative health development. They recreate healthy new tissue and function.
And Pain Power is 100% free of any contaminant. It's 100% free of any animal. It's 100% free of any allergen known to man or known on the planet, which is extremely important.
That's right.
Which is extremely important. And let us say, too, that what's extremely important is you come to Alive and Well, because Alive and Well is there for you. We love you. We care for you. We are there for you. And remember, if you want to sit down one-on-one in a beautiful, comfortable area with Dennis or with Mona, make an appointment. There's not a charge. We don't claim, we're not doctors, don't put people on or off medications. But we love to share important information with you, which I think you will benefit by. Zero charge, but make an appointment. 877-4950, a time when it's good for you. And in a wonderful, comfortable area, you're sitting there with Dennis or with Mona. And all of our services are present there. And you can even get your parties and everything. And instead of being eating unhealthily when holidays come along, do the healthy alternative. Delicious, marvelous, wonderful, but healthy. Not the poison that they try to promote at holiday time of year. No poison. We want you to have only good things. And everything's there at Alive and Well. We are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
Ooh, and this is Mona Jones.
Hi, Mona. Let us remind you one more time, folks,
that
optimum health is
alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.